The Osgood File, sponsored by LiftMaster Garage Door Openers. Use your smartphone to open or close your garage door anytime, from anywhere. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The pictures are pretty shocking. They show prisoners in a California mental health unit locked in what amounts to portable man cages. Some are individual cages, a little larger than an old-fashioned phone booth. Others are group cages about the size of a paddy wagon, with prisoners seated across from each other on benches. San Francisco attorney Michael Bean says this is not how you treat human beings.
We make no bones about what they've done or that they need to be punished, but they also need to be treated in a humane and fair way.
So he has sued, and as a result, a panel of federal judges has ordered California to release 9,000 prisoners by the end of the year, to which the head of the state correctional system says, "You've got to be kidding." More after this from Charlie. Jeff Beard is California's corrections secretary, and he admitted to CBS's John Blackstone that locking prisoners in small metal cages isn't pretty, but he defended the prison system from charges that it's unconstitutionally overcrowded.
I would not manage a system that was being run in a cruel and inhuman way.
A federal court is ordering the state of California to release 9,000 prisoners by the end of this year. But Beard says that he's already released 25,000, and to release another 9,000 would be disastrous, which is why the state of California is fighting the order.
Because we don't believe that we have to further reduce the inmate population.
And there's not 9,000 prisoners in California that you could let go tomorrow and Californians would remain safe.
Absolutely not.
As for the cages that the lawsuit claims are inhumane,
the reality is that you're dealing with people who are in prison who sometimes don't always behave.
The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.